Joining me on KRDO's Afternoon Newsline, Mr. Steve Schleicher, El Paso County Assessor. And Steve, you are one of those many people working on the county side who are extremely busy right now.
Yeah, absolutely, Ted. How are you doing this evening?
You know, we're hanging in. Like every business and every workplace, we're making all of the requisite adjustments given the elephant in the room, which, of course, is COVID-19. The building is mostly empty. A lot of people working from home. That's working well for us. And the rest of us are just kind of doing the social distance thing as much as we can. How about on your end?
Yeah, you know, in fact, my office closed yesterday at 5 p.m. And so what happened is we basically shifted everything over to the website and email and things like that. So I've been working from home all day today.
Yeah, and you have a big office, a big team. It's a lot of folks to be networking with in that way. I quite imagine it's going well, and you're able to continue to serve your clientele.
Yeah, it absolutely, Ted. In fact, many of my managers are VPN'd in. We're answering the customer's needs and concerns. But I will share with you is we have some upcoming deadlines for business owners that I'm going to go ahead and extend, which by statute, the business owners are to submit a personal property declaration by April 15th of each and every year.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go ahead and extend that till August 1st, and I'm going to waive all late filing penalties and arbitrary penalties on all of those accounts for this year.
Wow, that is a huge break for business owners who no doubt are beginning to feel the weight of this outbreak.
Yeah. You know, Ted, it's my opinion that these folks have more things to worry about and then submit a personal property declaration to their local assessor.
Are there things that other things along those lines that will have to wait until after you're able to reopen?
So, you know, one of the things is this is an intervening year, which means not everybody's going to get a notice of value. So we're going to be mailing out about 8,000 notices of value on May 1st. So we may miss that deadline and send out special. But again, you know, one thing that I am most proud of is we have very little property appeals. So I'm not worried about it at all.
Ah, okay. So it's a load that you can manage and that you can handle.
Absolutely.
What's the guiding authority that you're working with right now? And as you're looking for cues for the time when you can begin to reopen and reestablish contact, direct contact with the public.
So the date right now for Citizen Service Center to reopen is April 6th.
Okay.
So we are going by the guidance of the Health Department and the Board of County Commissioners.
In your office, like with so many others, cleaning protocols and enhanced cleaning, things like that going on as well?
Yeah, absolutely. And so, Ted, it was one of those things where it was something that we had to do for the safety of our staff. And then two-thirds of my customers that visit every day are the ones that could be in harm's way, our seniors.
Yeah, yeah. This is seniors working to deal with homestead property tax exemptions. It's kind of this time of year when those things are being filed and looked at.
Exactly.
Now, and that's so, an important thing to seniors, as you've noted many times, very important. It deals with their money. A lot of these folks are on fixed incomes. Will they be able to do those things online with you?
Yeah, they most certainly can. But, you know, a lot of seniors don't like to do the online. They like to see in person and also get a receipt that they filed it.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, I've already been talking to a handful of seniors is to, you know, hold off, come on in, and we will go ahead and adjust the dates of submittal.
Wow, and that fits at the state level as well so that nobody will miss a critical deadline then?
Not at all. In fact, I think that's probably one of the things where, you know, our citizens expect that from their assessor is to waive those types of deadlines.
Steve, you anticipating any other impacts to your office or to businesses and people here in the county as a result of this pandemic?
You know, I've actually been talking to some legislators, Ted, because I'm extremely concerned with the economic impact this is having here locally and also statewide. So we're talking in regards to what kind of personal property tax break can we give our business owners for tax year 2020?
Okay. That's always very positive and very encouraging news, especially to people who, you know, I think it's safe to assume we're all going to take a hit somehow, some way.
Yeah. You know, and one of the thoughts we talked about is looking at deducting the first $100,000 of actual personal property value from a business, and whatever's after that, that's what they pay taxes on, but they won't have to pay taxes on the first $100,000.
Wow. Okay. Steve, there is so much more about this to talk about. Let's arrange another visit here in the next week or so and sort of do a follow-on here and list these things out one more time and make sure everybody has an understanding of how these things are working. So personal property taxes or the assessments that need to be turned in by businesses, you're going to hold off on, or you're going to push that deadline back. You're also doing the same thing with property tax exemptions for seniors and a couple of other items. That's huge. What is the best way for folks out there who are in a position to need your services right now or be filing things with you? How do they get a hold of you?
Absolutely. In fact, they can send emails to asrweb@elpasoco.com, or they can call me directly at 719-520-6527, and I will try to return their call as soon as possible.
719-520-6527?
Yes, sir.
And the web address one more time, please?
Is asrweb, W-E-B, at elpasoco.com.
Steve, thank you for all you're doing to accommodate people in a pretty rough time right now.
Absolutely. You know, I'll see how it goes when I'm hunkered down here with the dog and the family. They just may be kicking me out.
Who's that guy on the other end of the couch? Yeah, that's what your wife's going to be asking. Steve, thank
you. Absolutely.
Thanks for spending a couple minutes with us here today on KRDO's Afternoon News.